And today I have the great pleasure of speaking with Serenity Leslie. How are you doing today, Serenity?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking and thank you for having me here.
It is my pleasure. So why don't we jump into things? And I'd really like for us to start with you telling us about your ideal client.
So in short, my ideal client tends to be leaning in towards adults, overcoming fear, anxiety, past trauma to build resiliency, clarity, and achieve dreams with courage. Overall, helping them build balance, thrive, and manifest their vision. If I were to break it down a little bit, it's typically people who are stuck in their bad habits, negative thoughts, mistakes, or just can't seem to break their cycles on their own. People who are wanting to get closer to their goals, they often get discouraged or don't have accountability, and they're looking for that. They're looking for assistance in some of these areas. A couple of those other areas could be, you know, somebody to celebrate their success, wins, and achievements with, because they aren't acknowledging them. They aren't taking the time to really sit in it. Somebody who is also eager to grow and learn and loves personal development and is open to just expanding in general. Somebody who may often feel overwhelmed by anxiety, overthinking, even depression, or even some crippling fear, and need somebody to help understand and help them slow down, as well as get focused and create those achievable steps. I am definitely that person, and this is who I work best with. And if it's you, I'd love to talk to you.
Wonderful. And how do you help your clients to succeed? Is there a certain process you like to use?
So typically when it comes to a process, I offer a lot of insight and empowering questions. I guess, actually, let me go back a little bit. For when it comes to onboarding, I love getting to know the person, where their limitations are, where they're at in life right now, where they're hoping to go, as well as many reflections as possible. So in the beginning, I really like it to be a deep dive of just them full-heartedly taking up space, me holding space, and hearing where they're at and where they want to go. Then beyond that, we start to implement, or I start to implement, reflections, mirroring, worksheets, exercises, empowerment questions, you know, offering opportunities for challenging limiting beliefs, ideas, vision boards, journal prompts, as well as rewarding self-love or action step breakdowns. You know, within this, it's me helping them to overcome fear and anxiety, to live a more courageous life, creating unshakable perseverance and supporting themselves, guiding them to find personalized balance and alternative living, helping them gain clarity on their dreams, vision, manifestations, supporting them on their journey to self-discovery, or even reinventing themselves, shedding light and embracing the journey beyond societal norms and borders, allowing them to fully step into having their life and dreams come to fruition. And those are some key elements of things that I offer, as well as resources and some ways we can break this down. I like to show up organically while also having a very bit of accountability and a touch of structure, but overall allowing them to show up and be human. And I'm not somebody that's overly structured, and I'm not somebody where, you know, we don't want it to just be rambling and not get anything out of it. So I like to really hold a very wholesome whole person and human balance within the full coaching call. So then that way there's a little bit of that release, but we're not missing anything that needs to come up by having too much control. So I very much so pride myself in having balance and seeing them, or, you know, you, if you're the coaching client looking and listening to this, I want you to show up to be you and whole human and acknowledge, you know, all the humanistic aspects of, you know, being sick, getting hurt, so on and so forth, and holding space for you in that and helping.
So what is some feedback that you've had from past clients?
I've had quite a bit of really good feedback, actually. I pride myself on that. Most of my clients are very happy that they have somebody that slows down with them and goes at the pace that they need to go. I've also had clients mention that I'm really good at helping them work through their emotions and, you know, process their emotions and actually see their emotions. And to kind of give a quick overview, I've had clients who have had massive difficulties in processing their anger. They've had family taking advantage of them, and we've been able to successfully process and release the anger, get them to be happy and enjoy life again, being able to set comfortable boundaries. I've had clients who have been through PTSD. They've had some therapy, but they've struggled to find people that understand or want to help them move beyond their PTSD and actually moving into their life and embracing their life. And I've had people give me feedback that they feel that I understand them more than anybody else because of the things that I've overcome and what they've been through. They feel that they have a really good connection and relating. I've also had people tell me specifically that I, you know, such a supporter, and I really, you know, I give them some really good support as far as within the space, what they're going through, showing up holistically, wholeheartedly, and loving the accountability that they need. I've had people that have requested that they, you know, are struggling with their eating. And so each and every single call, I show up with the accountability of, you know, let's go ahead and get your meal started as we are getting into things, and let's eat together and, you know, dive into coaching. So most of the feedback I've received has been wonderful. I'm very proud of the feedback. People, even if they've had a little bit of time on their own, they usually come back with something else that they're having a limitation on. And people are happy to, you know, restart coaching or re-get back into coaching with me even after, you know, we've had our term. They're happy to present another limitation and continuously work through that. So I feel very honored and absolutely enjoy my clients. I also, too, another source of feedback that I receive, and they love that I also put their birthdays in my calendar and I celebrate their birthdays with them. I'm very much so, like, again, seeing the holistic, whole human-hearted center of all of it, and absolutely love that. And they love that too, celebrating them in whatever form, coaching, birthdays, so on and so forth. So yeah.
Wonderful. That's some great feedback. So what is your background and how did you get into coaching?
So when it comes to my background was a little rocky as far as when I had grown up. I'll give kind of like a quick background for personal and a quick one for coaching. So personal challenges, you know, in my youth that I'd overcome were child abuse, poverty, growing up around addiction, bullying, eating disorders, seasonal depression, divorce, car accidents, death, you know, complex PTSD, anxiety, and panic attacks. I had so much that I had to work through, and I had to essentially go into myself, and had some really amazing people in my life that had helped me through that. And I think the level of relief and support that I had had previously led me to really want to do that for other people too, because I understood what it was like to experience those things. I understood what it was like to be stuck. I understood what it was like to have specific elements like that crippling me and not allowing me to, or excuse me, even beyond crippling, like if it's not crippling, it's like weighing me down to where I couldn't move forward in achieving what I wanted to be, or, you know, creating walls to where I couldn't see my next step, or I couldn't get to my next goal. And I knew that because I had felt that way and I had felt such support and relief from that, I wanted to offer that. I wanted to be that for somebody. And, you know, even spiritually beyond that, I knew and felt wholeheartedly it offered me the most fulfillment to be that person for other people. I was the most happy, and I could sit in calls for hours at a time and still absolutely be able to hold the space, you know, be able to be that person for others. And it wouldn't weigh me down like any other thing that I would do. It just felt like I was meant for it. And seeing people have that breakthrough, seeing the smile on people's faces, seeing the transformations, I knew that that was something that really sparked me and sparked my life and offered me fulfillment as well as, you know, being able to help others. So it became full circle for me. I had started with a company a few years ago, and I had kind of just seen it as a stepping stone, whether I was choosing between coaching or therapy. Becoming a therapist, excuse me. And I had, you know, made some deciding factors and realized that coaching was more of the journey for me. I am, you know, more of a forward-facing person. I love doing the exercises and, you know, all of the sheets, and love having the breakthroughs. And I love also the achieving aspects of coaching too, as well as seeing them as, you know, whole person. And I skyrocketed in the company, actually. I became one of the top 10 most booked. I have had now over 400 successful coaching sessions, and I love it. I absolutely love it. And I can't get enough of it, honestly. I've been very confirmed that this is exactly what I want to be doing and where I want to be going. And I still have regular company clients in that company, but now I am starting to step into things on my own and in my own practice and having more clients without that specific company. So yeah, there's a lot of growth and I absolutely love what I do. And I'm happy to help anybody that is ready for it, that, you know, feels aligned and resonates with my story, my mission, how I got into coaching. And if the tools and topics that I touch on are ready, if they're ready for that and they resonate with that or connect with that, I would be more than happy and in fact honored to be that person for them, or, you know, if you're listening to this, for you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure speaking with you and getting to know more about you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.